Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
As the autonomous car race continues to heat up, Alphabet's Waymo sues Uber over self-driving secrets.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So the latest in the saga between the Alphabet-Uber rivalry comes with a lawsuit. After Alphabet sued the ride-hailing company for allegedly stealing some trade secrets to jumpstart its own autonomous vehicle program. Let's get the latest from Tim Higgins, who covers all things autonomous cars for the Journal. Tim, let's break down the basics first. What is Alphabet's case against Uber here?
Yeah, well, Alphabet's self-driving unit called Waymo is accusing Uber and a startup that it purchased, Otto, which does self-driving tractor trailers for semis, these big rig trucks you see on the highway, of essentially using data that was taken by a former Google/Waymo employee and using that to jumpstart Uber's self-driving program.
Okay.
And they point to some schematics that they were inadvertently emailed by one of their vendors that shows some laser sensors that are very critical in self-driving cars that are very similar. They would say it's similar to ones that were developed in-house at Waymo. That's kind of the basis of their suit.
And I'd love to hear a little bit more about the specifics of this laser sensor tech. It seems like a pretty hot commodity. Is it pretty crucial in this autonomous car race?
It's called LiDAR, and it's considered by some in the industry to be one of the crucial pieces of hardware to allow a computer to see the world. And what it does is it shoots off lasers, essentially, and it is able to bounce things off of, the lasers bounce off and comes back, and it gets kind of a vision of the world beyond what a camera can see and what radar can see. So it's a very precise layout of things around it, and then that is used to help the car navigate. And Google/Waymo has been working on this technology for years and has been a big proponent of the use of LiDAR. Others, such as Tesla, which is working on its own self-driving, are going a different direction. They say you don't need LiDAR. But in the Google-Waymo world, LiDAR is one of the most critical things. And they, in fact, earlier this year at the Detroit Auto Show, revealed their own hardware package that they say is integral to their system, and the software is designed to be used with their hardware. So it's a big part of what they're proposing for the future.
Also interesting is that this is the latest twist to this story that's been going on between Alphabet and Uber. It's sort of this friendship-turned-rivalry. Can you talk a little bit about how else they've been competing?
Yeah. Well, it goes back to the changing world that we're seeing in the world of transportation, and the idea that self-driving technology is a lot closer than people realized just a few years ago. And Uber is looking at that technology as really, in some ways, an existential threat to their business model and something they have to master in order to kind of continue on in this ride-sharing, ride-hailing kind of business. That if they can replace the driver with a computer, that could potentially be savings and revolutionize how we as a society move about. Google and Waymo, their ability to kind of carve this path forward has put them at the forefront of it. And in the meanwhile, Google's Waymo Alphabet world is also working on, has signaled that they're working on a similar kind of ride sharing kind of setup as well. And the concern could be that these two could be competitors down the road. And, that's the concern, that the world of self-driving cars most likely could be, in the next few years, first experienced through ride-sharing, at least according to a lot of the players in this space. They think that's kind of the natural way it rolls out.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins on Alphabet's new lawsuit against Uber and the ever-competitive autonomous car race. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, UberPool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Tim, you know, we've talked about it before on this podcast, but it's worth mentioning again just how competitive this arena is. We knew this, but it's getting very real, and it's a real race to the finish. And I don't think, like you said, I don't think people necessarily realize just how tough the competition is and how big the stakes are for these car companies. Do you see this as just the beginning? Do you see this getting uglier in terms of the back and forth and the competition?
Well, there's two things. Part of the issue here is it's really a small world of experts in the world of self-driving technology. The skill set, such as being an expert in something we call computer vision, or the ability to do the AI for the artificial intelligence, for how the system decides what to do with the information it's gathering, this is a real specialty. And companies from Waymo to Uber to General Motors to Ford to Daimler to Mercedes to BMW and Volkswagen and Toyota, all these places want these people, and that doesn't even get into the other technology companies that have the need for these kind of skill sets for other applications. So right now there's just a huge hunt for talent, and it's unlike a traditional automotive program. You know, a couple really great engineers in this way can change a program and make it very successful, or perhaps not be successful at all. So it's a limited supply. So we're seeing that. The second thing is the early days of the automotive industry, going back 100 years, were equally as competitive as these players trying to figure out how they could harness the technology and put it in front of people. And so in a lot of ways, it's like that. And we're just seeing it in Silicon Valley instead of the inner city.
It's an ongoing, very quickly moving story here at left and right. So, Tim, thank you, as always, for keeping us up to date.
Thank you.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins. That will wrap up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.